honestly, today we start with the bloodbath caused by Courtney, and then the Empress comes in because Stefan had briefly popped out. You're not allowed to go out of the room. He briefly popped out. She started moving 10 different levers, and we're all going off air.
Well, there were lots of alarms.
Did we go off air?
We could have done.
I've been busy finding out how to source a pineapple out without a knife.
I mean, good luck with that.
And enjoy.
There's a video. Watch it. When you've not now, but watch it, and it's juice. So we're going to have to see if Paolini can,
or juice, as it might more appropriately be called.
Come in, but have a look at the video, and that's what I expect you to be doing to that pineapple later in the week.
Okay. Great.
Courtney and Marcus, thank you very much. The fruit is still coming in.
I'm going off to
Paolini. Sorry, Courtney. Just to do the tennis.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be off to be interviewed by the fruit police.
Right. Okay. Excellent news. As Jasmine Paolini goes backhand down the line, back up the line comes Avanesi, and it's juice. It's 5-1. Paolini looking to book her place in quarterfinals, which she does bring up a match point. Hour and 52 on the clock for the Italian, who's having a stormer of a year. WTA 1000 champion in Dubai. Doubles champion at the 1000 event in Rome. And now a point away from booking a place in the last eight here, where she would face either Barbara Gracheva or Mira Andreeva. Match point. Actually, no, she'll face Elena Rybakina. There you go. A little bit harder. Match point. Cross court with the backhand. Redirected down the line by Avanesian. Saves the match point.
Well, I'm glad she wasn't listening at that point.
A little bit harder, wasn't it?
Just a tad.
Just a tad. It's just ratcheted up. Marcus, thank you. It takes Marcus a while to leave because he has so much stuff. Are you leaving the pineapple? Oh, of course you're leaving the pineapple.
He's leaving the pineapple. He's taking all the portable fruit, obviously.
Where's the stale bread finally gone?
No, it's on Stefan's desk. It crawled over there on its own when we weren't looking.
That's the fact. It crawled over there. Yes, Elena Rybakina awaits the winner of the match we're with now. Juice, match point has gone. Paolini with a forehand through the middle of the court, the backhand down the line, the forehand swept cross court to the service line. Marcus is chattering away, and I'm not sure anyone's listening as Paolini brings up match point number two.
I mean, this is after he took the microphone off, just
and
to be clear.
He's still talking. Courtney, your sushi must be really tepid and warm and not pleasant now.
I feel like we need to invite the Environmental Health Authorities into week two of Radio Roland Garros.
No, I don't think this.
I think they'd have a field day.
That sushi must be coming back to life. Match point two for Paolini. Serves down the tee. It's a very deep ball for an Avanesian who hits a double-handed backhand netted. And there we go. We have a quarter-final set. Elena Rybakina will take on Jasmine Paolini for a place in the Roland Garros 2024 semi-finals. Really well done to Jasmine Paolini. I think we're going to hear from her shortly. She's a lovely young lady with a beautiful smile. And boy, is she tearing things up in 2024 as a phone appears through the door. That was slightly weird. And our photo is taken. I think it could be the health authorities.
They listen to every word.
I think they do. We will be heading back to Philippe Chatrier, where it is 4-1 Sabalenka.
And Emma Navarro had a bit of a breakthrough there in winning a game. Got herself on the board in that first set.
Oh, you're taking the
Blackbees, as Marcus and Courtney were telling you, it's been a bit of a rout so far from Sabalenka.
I see. I see. The Blackberries are being taken. The warm sushi is leaving. Right, they're off. Elena Avanesian had a really good run to the fourth round. She's been here, done it before at this stage, so really well played to her. We'll be back on Philippe Chatrier very shortly. We've got Dana Medvedev coming up on Susan Longland. The afternoon match on Philippe Chatrier is Novak Djokovic against Francisco Cerundolo. But let's hear Mats Wilander speaking to Jasmine Paolini.
Jasmine, congratulations. You are into your first quarterfinals in a Grand Slam. What's the feeling?
Of course, I'm happy. I'm really happy. Today was a tough match. She's a great player. She played well here last year also. So it was tough. It was tough at the beginning, especially because the conditions are so different from the last few days. But then I think I really did a great job. Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. Unbelievable. To me, your heart is so big, I don't know how it can even fit in your body.
It has to be big because I'm so small. But no, I try to fight every point to you know, to give my 100% and fight. Just do it, yeah.
Yeah. 5 love in the first set for your opponent. Most players will say, 6 love, 6-1. You keep fighting and it becomes 5-4. Okay, you lose the first set, but that's when the match changed, don't you think?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, because I think I was a little bit, let's say, outside of the match. So I was like, try to, you know, to do one game, then 2-3, to get into the match, and then to try to have better sensation on my racket, you know. And I think it went well because the second set I was already, you know, in the match. Yeah.
And you're playing the best tennis of your life, and you're 28 years old. What has happened to your tennis in the last few years?
I think I believe more in myself, and of course, winning some matches last year and this year helped me a lot. But you know, the believing in myself was the key, I think, to do one more step to play at the higher level. Yeah.
Look like you believe in yourself.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for coming and for cheering. Thank you.
Grazie, Jasmine. Thank you very much.
I do love how the players sign off their interviews when they've had enough. They just thank the crowd, they wave, they applaud, and they exit sharp left. So we're going to head back to Philippe Chatrier, as Jasmine Paolini signs some autographs. And I can say good afternoon to Eleanor. Hello again to Stefan. We resisted the boulangeries this morning.
You speak for yourself.
We can't be doing it every morning. Well, I'm speaking for the two of us.
Oh, okay.
We had to resist. We can't. We've decided if we do it every day for 16, 17 days, it'll be a disaster. So we have a quarterfinal. We have Lena Rybakina against Jasmine Paolini.
And I think they may have to find taller microphones for Jasmine Paolini, because that microphone was somewhere around the bridge of her nose and she was almost having to go on tippy toes to make herself heard. But she's such a genial, engaging personality. I think she's a wonderful addition to the fabric of the women's game. And what a year for Italian tennis. What a couple of years for Italian tennis. Obviously, they've had a Grand Slam champion in Jannik Sinner, but it's great to see that they have Italian players really on both sides of the draw, don't they, in terms of men and women. Everywhere you look, there's another Italian player playing entertaining and damaging tennis. We saw Jannik Sinner sort of have a very, very difficult start, didn't he, against Corentin Moutet. Came through, weathered the storm, and in the end was playing very, very well by the end.
I'm not sure if it's an age thing. I don't know if you noticed it too, but things were very loud in our headphones. Do you think that's a hearing issue with Marcus and probably Courtney?
He's suggesting that at Marcus's age he might need to have a look at his hearing. I'm not sure. I think they just get all overexcited. But yes, I needed to turn my headphones down as well.
Like exceptionally loud. Exceptionally. Right. So we're getting your favourite fruits. We have the pineapple that's going to be awarded to the winner who's closest to being right with both. If someone gets both their picks right, congratulations, one of them, etc., etc. So we have the prize. We have a way of pulling out the spears without using a knife.
Let me give you the leaderboard in the Radio Roland Garros 2024 favourite fruit poll. At the moment, strawberries are leading with 4 votes. Mangoes, blueberries, something I can't read because Marcus has written it. It might be raspberry, it might not. Has 2 votes. But in second place, cherries. Cherries making a run on strawberries at the moment. Very surprised to see no blueberries on this list, I must say.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Grapes,
too.
We've had a couple of votes, but they don't seem to have been written down.
A couple of grapes.
More than one. A couple of bunches of grapes.
Where's your vote going?
Well, because of my love of grape scissors, I feel duty bound to say grapes, but actually it's probably blueberries.
Blueberries, isn't it? Back in return from Emma Navarro at mid-court, then loose, slightly off balance from Sabalenka, who's serving at 5-2, love 15 after 29 minutes for the first set. So Rybakina Paolini quarter final. Rybakina leads the head-to-head 2-1. Most recently met in Stuttgart. It was under the roof, so even quicker conditions for Rybakina, but that is a tall order for Jasmine Paolini, who started the year as world number 30. She's on the verge of cracking the top 10. Inside in goes Sabalenka. Squash shot Navarro takes the pace off. The slice deep from Sabalenka. And it's wide from the American.
Richard wants to know, how long has Radio Roland Garros been going for? I first tuned in 3 years ago during the COVID quarantine edition, which, as you may remember, was later in the year. It was sort of last week of September, first week of October 2020. And I assumed it had just started.
Oh, no.
But someone said last night they'd been listening for 9 years. Yeah, also, nice. has it always been the same personnel? My day will not be complete without knowing this information. And I'll hand you over to the Empress for this one.
30-15, 5-2. Let's just see what Sabalenka can do. No, it's been going for many, many years. Serve out wide. They stretch up the line. Inside, in, out, forehand. Past and back behind Navarro to bring up set points. Let's see if she can close out this set here. Then we'll give you some Radio Roland Garros information. Oh, Stefan's off for lunch. How many years have you been doing this, Stefan? Use fingers because I can't read. Oh, have you? Have you?
Seven years?
12, he's saying.
12 years?
Short ball for Sabalenka. She places the drop shot. She wins the set.
Probably feels like longer.
30 minutes, 6-2. A commanding and dominant first set of tennis for Aryna Sabalenka. So Stefan's been here 12 years. I must have been doing it about 15 or so because I was here before. No, I was here 2 or 3 years before you arrived, Stefan. Yeah. I'm afraid.
It's been going around 15 years.
Because we started just in a little porta cabin with one TV and one headset, and there was two of us we had one TV screen and we switched our mic on and off, and we had no Stefan for a few years. We did that just moving around little rooms, and then we got different homes, and the team has evolved. Chris has been part of it. There was a couple of years when I don't think Chris did it. There was Nick Lester and myself. And then Chris has been part of it for a long, long time, as has Courtney Nguyen. And yourself and Marcus came in at the COVID Roland Garros. And Sophie, the last handful of years. And it has evolved and it's changed over the years. And then when Stefan came in, that was great because technical things, I didn't really understand them. But when we started, we were very small. Then we've been in different locations. We've been outdoors behind the glass. We've had the public walking past. We've been in cupboards. We've been under the stairs. We've been in a number of different locations. We've been off-site, on-site. And now we're pride of place, looking down on Philippe Chatrier with a fabulous team, with Stefan. Well, he's about to go and have lunch. But with us.
For now.
For now. He's going to come back. You are going to come back. You want to come back? Keeps pointing at the buttons. I know, I've got the buttons. I got them. Promise. Got him. Well, I think we'll stay here for a bit. You might be back anyway. Right. Have a nice lunch. Bon appetit. There we go. So the long-winded answer that's taken us to start the second set is we have been going for a fair while now. And it's been very, very enjoyable. Right. Emma Navarro, what can she do now? Emma Navarro, really, to have a chance of reaching the Olympics, unless Jessica Pegula is not fit, but we expect her to be returning soon, had to go on a very deep run here because she had fallen behind Madison Keys, who's got the fourth spot as things stand. And with Danielle Collins playing as she's played this year, she's got one of the spots. So Jessica Pegula and the injury, that will be key in terms of whether Emma Navarro will be going to the Olympics.
Yes, Navarro, of course, making, I think, a Billie Jean King Cup debut this year under captain Lindsay Davenport. And it's a tradition in Billie Jean King Cup and in Davis Cup, actually, that the first time you play, when you go to the team dinner the night before the tie, you have to either make a speech, or in the American women's team, in the Billie Jean King Cup team, the tradition is you do a rap. Yeah. Now, nobody told Emma Navarro this until she was in the car on the way to the dinner.
That's cruel, isn't it?
So she suddenly had to write a rap on her phone, then stand up in front of everybody with a microphone, all the dignitaries, both teams, everybody from the local area. And, of course, it was videoed, put on social media. And so she obviously has a bit of gumption, because I'm not sure I would have agreed to do that.
I think you have to. I think when you're there, you have to. You can't be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm not actually going to do it.
I mean, that's true, but there are ways around it. But anyway, she did a rap, and it was, you know, several verses. So it was an impressive bit of being game, I think, from Emma Navarro. She's really popular with her fellow players. And I think also the fact that she's even in the running for the Olympics is a great measure of the progress she's made.
Oh, she plays week in, week out, week in, week out. It's like the women's, the female Dominic team.
But she wins week in, week out as well. She's getting wins. She's surging up the WTA tour, and as Courtney Walsh was saying earlier, she's another fantastic product of the US college system. And one of the markers of college players, I think, is because they play week in, week out, they play team events where everything is on you and you have to win for your team time after time after time, and that's the structure. You know, she's used to playing lots and lots of competition. She's used to having all the pressure on her, and it seems to have armed her very well for life on the WTA tour.
Yeah, she's a real grafter, Emma Navarro. She serves down the tee. She's looking to get on the board in the second set. You can hear what Sabalenka is putting into these ground strokes, but they are coming back, as it does from Navarro, who cuts under the ball, takes the pace off it. Then there's a drop shot from Sabalenka. Navarro reads it, goes down the line. She has held serve. First game, second set, she's on the board.
And with Olympic qualification, there are some countries, some nations, where the competition is not as tough and the top couple of players are guaranteed to play. Obviously, you have to be within the ranking threshold, which I think is about 70. So, but in the American women, everywhere you look, there's an American woman playing well. You've got Coco Gauff, you've got Madison Keys, you mentioned Jessica Pegula, who we understand, although she pulled out of Roland Garros with this neck and shoulder injury, she has been back on court and been trying to hit.
She's due to come back on the grass.
So I think it was somewhat precautionary that she just didn't feel ready to come back here and compete. But yeah, there are promising signs for Pegula.
Owen, for my favourite feat, you can give a little vote. Pineapple. Love for pineapple.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't love a pineapple?
It's going to be the favourite one. Sabalenka serves down the tee. Took it really early, Navarro, and then she scampers behind the baseline and she pops the forehand in. And the forehand is sort of clubbed cross-court on the angle by Sabalenka. Who's looking to join Jasmine Paolini and Elena Rybakina. They are on the same little chunk of the draw, so it would, if things went to seedings, be a Sabalenka-Rybakina semi-final.
I'll just write pineapple down. So I think it's the first entry, although the writing is so appalling, it's very hard to tell.
And pineapple be a first entrance. Deep on the back end down the line. Cross-court forehand mid-court. Drop shot for Navarro. Sabalenka gets to it. She slides the backhand up the line. Then she hammers the forehand down. And Navarro gets to it, misses the court, and it's 30-love. We're awaiting Alex de Minaur and Daniil Medvedev. And we have Olmos and Panova against Krejcikova and Sigmund on court. We've got Purcell and Thompson against Bilelli and Vavasori. We've got Nice and Zelensky against Grigorinovic and Zabios. Fernandez and Routliff are out on court. It's all happening. Lots going on. And we'll keep you across as much as possible. 30 love. Serve out wide. Hammered back to the feet. And inside the baseline, Sabalenka was already charging towards the net.
Charlene says it's 4 a.m. in Oregon and my favourite fruit is a lovely juicy orange.
I just find orange is so messy, you know, when you're just, yeah, but I do like an orange.
I have a grapefruit every morning.
A grapefruit?
Mm, grapefruit.
Oh, a grapefruit.
I mean, sometimes it's both.
But, you know, grapefruits are all right. The slice forehand deep from Navarro. Oh dear. A drop shot that she will want to consign to history, Sabalenka, as in the history that she doesn't look back on.
Well, she has been hitting a lot of drop shots this Roland Garros, and most of them she's hit extremely well. And, you know, I think she's sometimes unfairly characterised as a bit of a smasher, a smash and grab. Everything's about power, but there is guile in there. There is nuance in her game. She just didn't get that one right.
Alice says, can I have a vote for blueberries? Yes, of course you can. And Craig, Craig, isn't it? Navarro would have to get to the final here to go past Keys. We've got other players from other countries, depending on the rankings, who are taking part in challenges this week on the ATP draw to try and get their ranking up. The backhand is flicked up by Navarro. It will not find the court.
So the qualification is Monday, that's the cutoff. Monday after Roland Garros, a week today. So basically, the players who are battling and perhaps on the cusp of Olympic qualification for their nations, this is the week where they have to do something.
Yeah. Got 1 week left. Try and squeeze into a place, if that's possible, depending on the country and how things sit?
We've had a vote for pineapple.
Excellent news.
And blackberries, but I must accept your first answer, Matthew, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Serve down the tee for Navarro. The off backhand return from Sabalenka. Sabalenka slices the backhand cross court. It's a double hander from Navarro. It's a double hander. So much force on that. Navarro just can't deal with it. She actually squatted down to try and absorb the pace and held her ground. But just the weight of shot from Sabalenka, and it's love 15.
Blueberries and strawberries are neck and neck.
I think pineapple needs a bit more love. As it sits next to me on the table, which I never expected to say.
Yes, I looked at my phone this morning, and there on the Radio Roland Garros WhatsApp group was just a picture of a pineapple on the desk without explanation.
Double fault from Navarro, love 30. Well, Marcus was heading off to get his coffee, and Stefan and I went a different way. He went off to get his coffee. He said, any fruit? People would like us. Oh, I do like pineapple. But I didn't expect it to come fully clothed, as it were.
You like your pineapple naked?
I do, and ready to go. Love 30, Navarro all in green, serving down the tee. It's bunted back up the line from Sabalenka. It still draws the error because Navarro wasn't in position, and break points for 2-1 in the second.
Well, this is a tough day for Emma Navarro. She will have known going into this match the challenge that Sabalenka presented. Played her before, had good results against her before, but doesn't look like she's going to find a way today unless she can turn things around. And Sabalenka just almost casually breaking serve there with the unreturnable return.
She has this advantage in the second set as Jill votes for nectarines. Can we have a nectarine vote?
I mean, I'll write it down. I won't agree with it.
No, your job is not to agree or disagree. It's just to add in people's votes. I take it you're not a nectarine fan.
I like white nectarines, but I don't like the yellow ones.
She's very picky, honestly.
I mean, I am picky. Someone accused you of being picky the other day. We've got a vote for kiwi from Joseph.
I do like a kiwi.
Another vote for blueberries. They're pulling ahead. Five votes for blueberries.
Are you just scaring people into voting for blueberries now?
I am entirely impartial.
Please, people, vote for pineapples.
Well, you're meant to be impartial too. You're the empress.
But surely, if you're an empress, that means you have some kind of sway.
So well, I mean, they're not known for their devotion to democracy, empresses, as well, a rule.
Well, there you go. So you shall vote for pineapple. Right, here we go. So we're warming up, Medvedev and Dimonor. So that's got a little bit of time. So don't worry, you will get to that. 6-2. Medvedev leads the head-to-head between those two. They have never met on clay. And Dimonor's having his best season on the clay as Sabalenka aces down the tee. And Dana Medvedev, Rome winner last year, will never love it. He doesn't hate it. He sort of likes it. So that's where we are with those two players that don't really like it. It's okay. It's not their favourite surface, but they're both doing well on it. Sabalenka steps in and crunches the ball. It's blocked back and the volley is put in the middle of the court and the overhead is put away by Sabalenka.
I wouldn't be stunned to see Alex Dimonor pushing Medvedev very, very hard in that match, even possibly winning it. I mean, it's a huge breakthrough tournament for him already. And as you said, this is not a natural home for him, this surface. But Medvedev's, you know, not that comfortable on it. And I think Medvedev could lose patience against Dimonor if Dimonor can use his movement, use his retrieval.
What Medvedev won't like is the fact the weather's getting warmer because he quite likes the heavy, cold conditions. I mean, that's how he won Rome and where he won in Rome. And he's got through the first week here, but it's sunnier, it's warmer. Navarro steps in, takes a serve very early, but back behind, finds the corner, goes Sabalenka. Wow. What a love.
Well, he likes to wear at least 15 layers of clothes.
Yes,
Daniil Medvedev, as we've seen here at Roland Garros.
Rather underdressed today.
He's got clothes on, just to be clear.
Just T-shirt and shorts. Feels sort of rather
boring.
Lightweight. Yeah.
If you missed it earlier in the week, he was going out on several cold, damp evenings here at Roland Garros wearing, well, leggings, long-sleeve top, shorts over his leggings, socks pulled up, so there was not even a millimetre of skin exposed to the elements.
Backhand through the middle of the court and down in her haunches. Sabalenka is a little bit loose with the forehand. Just to remind you, it's not before 4 o'clock local time for Novak Djokovic against Francisco Cerúndolo, but we do have the action continuously on Susan Longland today.
Should we talk about the weather? I say this with a sense of deep trepidation.
You can talk about it, you just can't make any predictions about it.
Okay, I can tell you that we had blue sky in Paris this morning. It's reasonably warm. It's probably about 18 or 19 degrees, which is positively balmy compared to the weather that we have had here. Emma Navarro just trying to push Sabalenka on this service game. Not easy. Still 40-30 to the Australian Open champion.
Point for the consolidation of the break with 45 minutes on the clock. Remember yesterday, it took Iga Świątek 40 minutes, the quickest win of her career by 5 minutes. And that one was 45 minutes against Simona Halep at Roland Garros. Inside the baseline, Navarro, taking this as early as possible, sort of pops it back and Sabalenka doesn't read it. She manages to get it, she re-drops it, but it puts Navarro in control and we are at deuce.
Well, smart play from Emma Navarro, and you can hear the crowd just trying to get behind her, not because they don't like Sabalenka. I think they do. I think it's actually just the habit here in Paris of cheering the underdog on, and they want to see more tennis. They want to see this turn into a real contest. And we know that Navarro is resilient and obdurate. But you can only do that if you can get some kind of foothold into the match. And when your opponent serves like that, that's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah. Ace down the tee, game point. Sabalenka does a little semicircle, bouncing the ball. She's ready to go. She looks across, she looks down, starts the high bouncing of the ball. Comes up to about waist height. Navarro behind the baseline. Sabalenka reaches it, tried to take it early, but it was back-to-back aces. It was a screech of a let's go. It's a consolidation of a break. It's a 3-1 lead as John Rogers votes for wild black breeze. And Mark says, so many fruits, so few votes. I want to say pomegranate, but I'm tactically voting and going team pineapple. Good choice, Mark.
Two more votes for pineapple.
Oh, I love that the pineapples are coming in.
Barry in Connecticut has voted pineapple as well. So
brilliant. Well done, Barry. Good choice.
Blueberries leading with 5. Pineapple on 4. Strawberries on 4. Cherries on 3.
And a thundered forehand netted by Aryna Sabalenka. She comes up and scuffs the clay and says, "Whoa, we'll get rid of that, Mark." And off she goes back to the back of the court as Emma Navarro, all in green, bounces up and down and gets ready to go. She's a breakdown. She is a set down. The ask, the task is a big one. Now, the winner of this match will either face Varvara Krejcova or Mira Andreeva. That will follow the Medvedev-Dimonor match. Serve out wide from Navarro. Lovely angle return of the backhand and she'll sweep it cross-court now, Sabalenka. And she just shortened it a touch, which left Navarro no chance of getting there.
And that's what I mean about the guile in Sabalenka's game. People see the power. What they don't see is the decisions about where to place the ball. And when you combine that with power, well, that's why she's proving irresistible so far in this match.
Navarro serves out wide, slam back up the line. It's picked up from Navarro, middle of the court. The backhand, the slice cut short by Sabalenka. She's got the down the line, but Navarro played really well, went back behind Sabalenka, shortened the angle and won the point. Roof open, sun shining, a few clouds bubbling up, but they're of the white variety. It is 1:30 almost in the afternoon local time, and it's day 9. Missed serve down the tee from Navarro. Serves down the centre, the forehand is slammed back. It knocked Navarro off balance, but Sabalenka in control. She goes back behind and wins the point and levels things up at 30-all.
Hello to Robert. He is in Michigan, Sylvan Lake, just outside Detroit. And he's on his back deck, surrounded by his garden, which I'm sure is lovely. He says coffee and Radio Roland Garros.
Oh, no fruit, though. No favourite fruit. I was waiting for the pineapple there to come in at the end of that email.
Well, Joanna likes pineapple.
You've
caused everybody, I think in fear as much as anything else, to start emailing in pineapple requests.
Because in fear, what do they think I'm going to do if they don't say pineapple?
Your power, your reach, we all know. It's endless.
Break point for Sabalenka for a double break and a 4-1 lead. I think people are just realising the magic of pineapple. Navarro, 30-40, is to go a double break down. She got to the final. Navarro and won a 1-2-5. That's sort of the equivalent of the challenger level on WTA. Don't count it as a tour title. But that was on the clay in Paris. No, she lost that, sorry, the final to Diane Schneider. Did reach the final there. Sweeps the forehand cross court. Cuts under the slice off the forehand from Sabalenka. Sabalenka squash shots the forehand again. It's a little bit short. Forehand off forehand. The stretch from Sabalenka. The overhead for Navarro. And it's just out of the reach from the leaping Sabalenka.
Well, an example of Navarro just sticking in there, making Sabalenka hit one more ball, and that's what she's got to do over and over again. Just try and keep asking the question. So difficult.
It's a 19th clay match in the European clay swing for Navarro, and it's a mixture of tour level and challenger. Clips top of the net on the way back from Sabalenka off the return serve. Sabalenka net, so she played a couple of matches at Charleston, and there were the Billie Jean King Cup qualifiers. Then she went to Madrid and lost in the second round. So instead of hanging around before Rome, she went and took part in a WTA 1-2-5 event where she reached the quarterfinals. Then Rome, it was the first round exit to Paula Badosa. Then it was the final run in the Paris Challenger. Then it was up to Strasbourg, a couple of matches there. As Emma Navarro comes from break point down to hold, she keeps it to just one break of serve, but Sabalenka leads by 3-2.
Well, that win that Navarro earned over Sabalenka in Indian Wells, that was in the round of 16. It's Navarro's only win over a top 10 player, so that was a massive... Sorry, she has got one other top 10 win over Maria Sakkari in San Diego in 2023. So she's still learning how to play against these top players. And while a win in Indian Wells, and Indian Wells is a huge tournament, it's not quite the same playing in the fourth round of a Grand Slam. Playing one of these players, Grand Slam champions, contenders for titles. It just hits differently when you get to this stage, and all part of the learning process for Emma Navarro. I mean, she's a veteran in terms of her tennis career because of playing college tennis, but she's still learning her trade here on the WTA Tour and here at Grand Slam level.
Simon in Australia is going for a banana.
Controversial.
How are bananas doing?
Well, we had a whole conversation about Andy Murray not liking bananas, and this seems to have put everybody off. He did describe bananas once as pathetic.
I find them all right, but they're not exciting, are they? If you're picking one fruit, no offence, Simon, but they're good levels of potassium, can be very useful, but if there's sort of a fruit platter there, I wouldn't be headed straight. I love a watermelon. Love watermelon.
I agree. I love watermelon juice as well.
Yeah. Served down the tee, and Navarro's standing a long way in, but she left a massive gap because she slightly hesitated before coming forward, and that opened up the down the line to Sabalenka.
Well, bananas are a duty fruit, or a duty fruity, if you prefer. You eat them also because you know you ought to, not because they bring you joy.
Sorry, Simon. She's just taking the joy out of your love for bananas. Just squash that. Serve out wide, backhand cross court, backhand down the line is a beauty from Sabalenka, who eases to 30 love 3-2.
I feel much the same about apples.
Yeah. A little bit about oranges.
Really?
Yeah. 30 love 3-2. She thought it was nice. She takes a couple of steps forward just to check the mark, and then she wanders back because she realises that It did indeed miss the spot. Navarro inside the baseline, doing her best to kind of put some pressure, take it early, force Sabalenka back, which was a very hard thing to do. And it's a second serve ace. It went through Navarro's racket. She swung. Ball went just underneath. Job done.
Well, hello to Alex. Alex is in Costa Blanca, Spain. It's Alex's first year listening to us. Well, welcome to the Radio Roland Garros family, Alex. Don't like pineapple, sorry. Melon is my favourite.
I've now got a lot of people apologising about pineapples. Colin, we agree about Rybakina, but we do not, not is capital letters, agree about pineapples. I'd vote raspberries. Angled serve out wide. The down the line is open for Rybakina. And all work because she cut the serve really short. She dragged Navarro out of court. She opened up the cross court. And she now leads 4-2 after 55 minutes.
Two more votes for raspberries have pushed them into second place. Pineapple still leading with 6 votes. Oh. Cherries have now fallen down the leaderboard.
I don't think I should read this out from Richard. Pineapple is just like a piece of sickly sweet, soggy, wet bread. To quote Murray, a pathetic fruit and a disgrace to a pizza. No, I haven't linked it to a pizza. Oh, dearie me. Navarro serving 2-4 down. She is long. She just sort of shrugs her shoulders, waves her arms around a little bit. Robert says strawberries in honour of Lady Eleanor. There you go. Another one of strawberries.
That's very kind. I don't really like strawberries, but thank you.
Well, don't say that. It's just in honour of you.
I know.
Could have just stayed quiet.
That's why I whispered it.
Half volley from Sabalenka. The pickup from Navarro. And it goes past the outstretched Sabalenka.
Well, a little moment of frustration from Sabalenka. Looked up to the heavens. She's still remonstrating with herself now. But that was good play from Emma Navarro. She found the passing shot, found the space, evaded Sabalenka's racket.
15-all. Serve out wide. Slam back cross court. Short ball. Swings the backhand cross. Got high ball for Sabalenka to smash on the angle. And it is once again an absolute beauty.
Well, she's not quite in top gear, Sabalenka. She hasn't, with great respect to Emma Navarro, who's had a fantastic tournament to get to this point. Sabalenka hasn't had to be in top gear, but she's doing very much enough.
Don from Wilmington, there's nothing like a sour sop, which gets his vote. Navarro serves, Sabalenka just pats it back, then retreats behind the baseline and opens up the forehand down the line. Drop shot for Navarro. It sits up, it says hit me, and Sabalenka does hit it, and she has break points for 5-2 and to serve for a place in the quarterfinals.
But interestingly from Sabalenka there, it wasn't a, I've got loads of time, I'm just going to hammer this ball, and to, it barely has any fluff on it and it goes flying towards the back of the court. She just ghosted it and guided it there. She knew she had time. She knew she had space.
Navarro takes that ball off her shoelaces. Another drop shot that goes horribly wrong. A sour sop is native to the tropical regions of the Americas and the Caribbean. Also called Graviola, Guayabano, and in Latin American, Guanabana. So can you pop that on your list, please, for Don? Sour sop. Stefan opened his 5th caffeinated drink of the day. Forehand lofted up. It's still break point for Sabalenka. Cross court and deep. The slice from Sabalenka's centre of the court. The backhand through the middle. The off forehand from Sabalenka. Cross court backhand for Navarro. Navarro swivels. Goes inside into the forehand. Netted from Sabalenka. Remember the last Navarro game? She had a couple of break points. Navarro held. We are now at deuce. And a sour sop is rich in antioxidants, fibre and vitamin C. It has anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties. I think we all need some sour sops in our diet, by the sounds of things.
I love every day at Radio Roland Garros is another day at school.
Nowhere to find one, though. Serve down the tee. Excellent serve. Game point from 15-40. Shall we get Marcus to go to his fruit man tomorrow and ask for a sour sop? Johnny says rhubarb. And he says, I'm not even sorry. And Johnny, if you'd seen the face that Eleanor just pulled. She's not even writing a choice down. Cross-court backhand. More break points have gone. That's four break point opportunities in two games. Sabalenka be carrying out her post-match on-court interview now if she had converted those. But she doesn't. She still has the advantage of the break. 4-3 in the second. Can you write rhubarb down for Johnny, please?
Do I have to?
Yes, you do. And Jem would like you to put apples. Is that the first apples vote?
Well, as I did mention, the writing is fairly appalling.
It can't be that bad. Come on. What one can you decipher? It is one all Dimonor Medvedev. Medvedev has got break points, and now he has break point on the Dimonor serve.
What do we think that word is?
Pair?
Ah, okay.
Right. What else do you need help with?
Well, I've...
Papaya?
I've decided that that's cranberries.
That's cranberries. That's cherries. That's grapes or crepes, but I think it's grapes.
I think that's raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Strawberries, tomato, pineapple, apricots, mango, orange, papaya, mama berries.
Mm-hmm.
what are mama berries?
Marion berries?
Mama berries? Have they got any votes, mama berries?
No, because nobody can read it. And so,
raspberries?
No, raspberries are here.
Where are they? Mama berries. If anyone knows what they are, please.
Marion berries?
I don't know. The early return off the backhand for Navarro. She picks up the backhand. She's doing her darndest. She really is. But the power of Sabalenka is sensational, especially when you see her in full flight as Dimonor is able to save his second break point, and it's juiced one game all in that fourth round match. And we have winners Fernandez and Routliff, who've got together for this tournament, have beaten Hazumi and Miniyama 6-love 6-1. Well, that's a good win.
It's a very, very good win, and a very emphatic win.
Why were you just celebrating?
Because blueberries and pineapple are now neck and neck, thanks to a vote from Rob in Houston, Texas.
Rob, come on, change your fruit.
Can't change. Can't go back.
Sabalenka, 4-3, 15 love. Navarro takes this very... It's working for her. She's being very aggressive. She's stepping in. She took the backhand early. Line winner. Shot past Sabalenka. And it is 15 all. And remember, Sabalenka's had multiple opportunities to get the job done. She hasn't taken them. And Emma Navarro fights on. Sabalenka tosses the ball up into the sunshine and serves down the tee. The backhand is through the middle of the court, the off backhand into the corner. The weight of shot from Sabalenka doing the damage. Dimonor's having a discussion that's not going his way with the chair umpire. A shake of the head from the Australian. Because Medvedev called the serve, and I think Dimonor's saying, well, he called it a bit too late, but it's break point number three for Daniil Medvedev now, as Sabalenka has points for 5-3 in the first. Rybakina through, Paolini through, others still to play. Djokovic not before 4 p.m. local time on Philippe Chatrier.
A marionberry, it does indeed exist.
Oh my word. Backhand through the middle of the court. Backhand, cross court onto the sideline and into the net from Sabalenka as Daniil Medvedev gets the break. A marionberry, the subgenus Rubus, is a cultivar of blackberry released in 1956. Who released it? Who was holding it?
Did it get parole?
Who was holding the marionberry? Right, it's been released. Sounds like quite a dangerous berry. Sabalenka misses the first serve. So Medvedev has the early break. The players now sat under umbrellas to shield them from the sun, something we haven't said an awful lot until we've got to day nine.
So it's a very big blackberry. We're counting it as a blackberry. Taking it off the list.
Is it bigger than a blackberry?
It's a form of blackberry. It's a specially sort of engineered blackberry that's been bred to be nice and big and juicy.
I'm not sure about that.
It's off the list. I've made a ruling.
I think it should be captured again. Backhand cross court, the backhand cross court, it goes inside in. Forehand flip cross court, the forehand scoops up, sits up, backhand through the middle of the court, forehand through the middle of the court, backhand cross court, deep on the backhand cross court from Sabalenka. She finds the angle, Navarro finds her angle, up the line goes Sabalenka, and Navarro swishes the racket back, and the drop shot from Sabalenka is a delight, played at perfectly the right time.
She just thrusts her racket in the air in triumph. A small triumph for now, but you do feel like the big triumph of winning this match is coming. It's been very, very comfortable. And Emma Navarro, the 22nd seed, now serving to stay in the tournament.
She's like, oh, new balls. Hang on. Where are we going to go? So change the racket for Sabalenka.
Apropos of not very much, I rather like the colour of Emma Navarro's dress.
Yes, I do. And it suits her with her dark hair and her colouring. I think it's a very good, it's a very good fit.
So it's not dissimilar to the dress that lots of the players have been seen wearing, including Sabalenka, that's sleeveless with a very simple skirt, but it's a kind of bluey green, which is very appealing against the clay.
And isn't it a top and a skirt? Backhand down the line, the forehand back up the line, into the middle of the court goes Sabalenka, a lofted no pace ball from Navarro, and that did the damage.
Yes, you're right, actually. I can see a waistband.
It is a, she likes a top and a skirt, does Navarro. Navarro reaching up and serving down the tee, slam back and deep at the cross court onto the service line, the backhand. Oh, she's got it! Slither of the sideline from Aryna Sabalenka. And she is 2 points, 3 points from the win. She's and close.
For all the dominance, that's one of the first times we've seen that shot, that big backhand down the line. Absolute pile driver of a shot. Navarro nowhere near it, just... And now just missing her first serve.
Second serve goes down the tee, the off backhand to the feet. And again, it's just the power and the pace that the ball is coming back on the Navarro racket at that does the damage.
Well, the American, I'm sure, will be very, very disappointed with defeats at Aryna Sabalenka, but she should take lots of heart and lots of confidence from her performance so far, well, throughout the clay court season, but especially in reaching the second week here, as she just serves a much needed ace out wide. Sabalenka didn't even move for it. She certainly has been second best in this match by a margin, but that's playing against a Grand Slam champion, a former world number one, current world number two, and arguably a second favourite for this title.
He's only lost to two people on clay this year. That was Marketa Vondrusha in Stuttgart and Iga Świątek a couple of times in the Madrid and Rome finals. Forehand thundered back and somehow Navarro gets it over. Drop shot from Sabalenka. Loving the addition of the drop shot. Match point after an hour and 8 minutes. On the Navarro serve. Can she get it done? Sabalenka waits. Navarro is set. Serves down the tee. Snap back to the forehand and it spins, but it's short for Navarro. Into the corner, onto the sidelines. And it is game, set and match for Aryna Sabalenka. What a polished performance from Aryna Sabalenka against Emma Navarro. Just an hour and 9 minutes on court. Not far off. Rybakina is an hour and 7 minutes on court. That's why we're talking about a top three. We can add Goff into that conversation because she's been sailing through. They're just starting to separate themselves from the rest with how they are playing. But as you said, plenty for Emma Navarro to take away from, not just here, but from her year so far. She's a hard worker, she's a grafter, she will go and find a tournament, she will be back on court. And very shortly, we are going to be hearing from Arena Sabalenka, just to let you know that Daniil Medvedev has a point to consolidate his break for a 3-1 first set lead. And it's Alex Kerecha who will have the honour. He wasn't in his box, there was no running up and down stairs.
He's gone smart but casual today, has Alex Kerecha. He's been wearing a sort of blazer and jeans combo. Now he's got a rather fetching cardigan on.
He has, hasn't he?
And that is all the updates from Alex Kerecha News here on Radio Roland Garros. Let's hear from Arina Sabalenka.
Arina, congratulations. Emma, she's been playing very nice season, a lot of matches, and actually, the only time you played each other, she beat you in Indian Wells. Did you scout that match? Did you watch the video? Because today, you looked on fire here on Châtelier.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for the atmosphere. I really, really enjoyed playing in front of you all today. And I played a really tough battle against her at Indian Wells. It was a really tough match, and I was going here today ready for fight for every point. I was ready for long rallies. I knew that I'll have to work really hard to get this win. So I'm super happy with the level I played today. She's such a tough opponent, and happy to get through this tough match.
How do you analyze the match now when you go back with your team? How long you take? Do you do it yourself? They talk to you, you talk to them, it's a combination?
Usually 1 minute, you know.
Only 1 minute?
Yeah. No. We talk a lot during practices, after the match, before the match. So we always analyze stuff. So I would say this is the process. It's not like only 5 minutes a day. It's just all the time we're thinking how we can get better, what else I could do better today, for example. It's a long process.
So you think you could do better something, or you wait them for them to tell you what to do, I would say.
I don't know.
Because people they want to know what Arina Sabalenka is going to do now when you go from that door. They don't see you anymore. This is not like Big Brother. We don't have cameras inside. So they want to know a little bit details.
Oh, it's so boring, guys. You know, I do cool down, I do gym, I do little of exercises, treatment, and if I'm lucky enough to go for a good dinner, we go for dinner. But the most fun happened here in front of you. You're not missing anything, guys.
Did you feel also a lot the difference today, because the sun finally is out, and it seems like to feel the ball, it was probably, I don't know if easier, but you were grounding very well and the ball was going exactly where you wanted, with it down the line, with the drop shots, with the serve. Of the sun or also your mind?
I mean, definitely with the sun you feel more positive. It's been tough last I don't know how many days it was raining, and now we can play with the roof open, people can enjoy watching tennis in the beautiful conditions. And the only difference was it's just a little bit windy, but I was just trying to focus on myself and I was just trying to do my best on each point.
Keep focused on yourself.
Thank
you're
you.
Doing great. Congratulations, Arina Sabalenka. Qualifiée pour les quarts de finale à Roland Garros.
Thank you very much to Alex Kerecha. So we have 11-0 Arina Sabalenka in Grand Slam matches this year, being the Australian Open winner. Back-to-back Roland Garros quarterfinals. Yeah, she looks tough, she looks good, she looks strong. And she'll face the winner of Varvara Gracheva and Mira Andreeva a little bit later. Our focus for the next 2 hours, at least, as Eleanor has to do a little bit of swivelling now. In the chair.
There's an image.
Wow, look at that lady's tights.
Oh, yes. She's got purple sort of safari pattern tights.
Well, I'd say leopard print.
Leopard print is more specific.
Yeah, I think safari pattern. I'm not sure what that would conjure up, would it? But they're incredible. Right, 3-2 on serve in favour of Daniil Medvedev. I mentioned that the head-to-head is in favour of the Russian. That doesn't always tell the whole story, but in terms of, you go back to, so last year they met each other three times. Dimonor won their quarterfinal in straight sets in Canada, the Rogers Cup, And then Medvedev won in four in the US Open last year. And in Beijing, he won in straight sets. And that's been the pattern of how things have gone. Dubonnet's other win was in 2022, Paris indoors, and that went the distance. So he's got a couple of wins, but the last couple have gone the way of Medvedev. They've never met on clay, and I wouldn't say it's a leveller because it's not a favoured surface of Dubonnet. Medvedev is starting to really find his feet. Again, he won't love it because he hates the fact that there's clay on his socks and his shoes. You've got to throw everything away because there's clay all over the place. But he said they're becoming friends is how he described it.
Is that what you do with your dirty laundry, then just throw it away? Don't bother washing it?
Well, I think he can wash it, but you know that thing when you get back and there's just clay, like sand from the beach? I understand that. Long from Dubonnet, when it gets everyone, you're like, oh.
I do understand that. I would say that there's an excellent laundry service available to players through the locker room staff. So they really, all the hotel, they literally just have to drop their washing off and it comes back the same day. So as washing woes go, I'm not sure Daniil Medvedev's orange socks really count as too much of an issue for him.
Mark has been checked and checked again, and I think it's good. A little look, you can see the way the looks of the player today. I'm afraid I did actually catch a little bit of the line.
Well, the many skills of being an umpire, particularly at Grand Slams where the stakes are high and temperatures also can sometimes run high. You have to be a diplomat, you have to be firm, you obviously have to be fair and accurate, which, you know, these are mostly gold and silver badge umpires. They will be all of those things.
Dubonnet with his backhand, he wasn't set for it, misses the court altogether. He sort of stares at it. He's largely different shades of blue on the top, and the blue base will cut the white ray or right way round. Dark shorts and then white socks and shoes, and Medvedev is lacosted from head to toe. Collared top, little stripes of colour around the sleeves and around the collar, largely white, and then blue shorts.
I think it's quite a retro look from Daniil Medvedev.
Yeah.
Just a very, very plain white shirt. Almost a bit sort of 1980s. Classic is how I would put it.
Just saying that this year in Grand Slam play, Sabalenka hasn't dropped a set. It's the top of the net from 22-0 in sets this year in Grand Slam play.
I think someone needs to run down to the locker room and just tell Emma Navarro that. To make her feel a bit better. It's impressive, isn't it? It's impressive when we consider that perhaps 3 years ago or 4 years ago we talked about Sabalenka as this raw talent with not much consistency. Well, I think she's put that one to bed, hasn't she?
Amazing, isn't it? And that's frightening form.
It's frightening form when you hit the ball as hard as Sabalenka does and you play such attacking tennis. You know, it's not as if she's somebody who plays conservatively.
No. So Dubonnet has got to find a way here against Medvedev, and that's going to help a big heavy four, and he should be able to smash away, and he does so. It was back towards Medvedev, but it was out of the reach of Medvedev, which is quite hard when Medvedev comes in at 6'6".
Well, I'm sure that Courtney Walsh, our erstwhile colleague, is out there watching this one. Dubonnet's success here in Roland Garros has been a big story, I think, back in Australia.
Actually, the scheduling worked out quite well. I didn't realise. I didn't think about that when I did the scheduling. That he would need to be out there, or want to be out there, should we say. But in terms of Dubonnet on the clay, to highlight why he's been playing so well this year, got to the quarterfinals in Monte Carlo. The Wawrinka Greek-born Popperin lost to Djokovic. Barcelona beat Nadal. How about that for a result?
It's not bad, is it?
To Arthur Fils. And then in Madrid, Nadal beat Dubonnet. And then in Rome, he made his way through to the round of 16, beat Kabayis Baena, Ogier Aliassime, and lost to Stefanos Tsitsipas, which is why we're talking about this being his sort of career breakout on the clay.
So he's lost to Djokovic, Nadal, Tsitsipas, and Arthur Fils. Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad
which
little lineup.
Which is the odd one out. Autolove.
Undoubtedly talented, not at the same level of accomplishment.
Novak Djokovic is practicing on Philippe Chatrier. So the crowd are all gathering because he's not due out until 4 o'clock. And Dumoulin holds to love. And remember, he picked up the title in Acapulco. And is that when he won the title in Acapulco? Jumped on a plane, headed to San Diego to watch his